Well, you just be going along there, and that stuff will get on a tar of a car. It'll just stick to it and just boil up on it. I was out there one in Texas once picking cotton, and I'd ride around with somebody that was out there, and we had an old Ford car, I believe it was, an old A model or T model one, I don't recollect for sure. But anyways, it just boiled up on them tars.
So you've even picked cotton. You've even done that?
I picked cotton back Black Oak, Arkansas, and back east.
Yeah, I know.
Close to the Mississippi
River. Close to the Mississippi River. I've seen it on the map. I've never been.
But we've got a Black Oak right out here about 8 miles out. They call Black Oak a schoolhouse.
So you know what it is to pick cotton too? Well, there's not any cotton grown much around here though.
No, but we could if we was just, if we'd try.
Mm-hmm.
If anybody'd try to grow cotton here, we could grow just as good as cotton as they grow in Texas or any place else. I know because my daddy, when I was a boy, he planted it. He planted some just to see if it would grow here, and when he planted it, well, it got up that tall. And you talk about something being pretty now. That stuff was pretty. It just opened up where this is pretty as it does in Texas. And that was on top of the mountain they done that.
Even on top of the mountain?
Right on top.
Well, what would you call a small flowing stream of water?
Well, we just call it a creek.
Mm-hmm.
That's all we ever call it.
And now, is there anything smaller than a creek?
Branch.
Uh-huh, and that flows into a creek.
Yeah.
Now, a creek flows into a...
Nah, it usually goes into the river. That's where the frog, this frog bio in Jones Creek winds up into Clear Creek.
Mm-hmm.
But at Mount Berg, instead of it being the frog bio, why they call it Clear Creek. But
it's the same thing.
But it's the same creek, and it ain't, I don't see how they can change it just that quick. And it's, that big river, you know, when you get between Van Buren and where they got that two-way there, and
uh-huh.
The big double bridge, they've got a one here and one there, and I believe it's three. No, it's just two-way on each lane. Well, that is that is still the Frog Bio to us.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see.
But they call it Clear Creek.
Mm-hmm.
And but that's got Blackburn in it, I believe. No, it ain't. That's just got the Frog Creek and a few of the little creeks it runs into it. We got Chester Creek runs into it, and Jones Creek, and I don't know how many more of these on down that runs into it.
Well, in a road or something, if there's been a heavy rainfall and the rain cuts a kind of a channel through it, you'd call that channel a
ditch.
And the kind of like if you're driving over a road and your tires get down in it while you're driving.
Oh, there's some of them we call chug holes.
Oh yeah, you call that. Mm-hmm.
Where you just wash out a chunk like that. Mm-hmm. And you